about it, the worse it seems to get.
Thank you.
What the time to do it is before, is after the singing and before you get up. It's not protocol, I'm sure. Properly, but I don't know why a guest can't rise and say, Mr. President, if I may present, I'd like to speak for all of us, and then say for about, you know, our great pride in what you've done and our satisfaction in having been a part of helping this administration and all that. And gentlemen, I ask you to join me in a toast to the President of the United States.
All of them will obviously make that much difference.
No, it doesn't.
They have such a big time coming there.
They really do, and the briefing means a lot.
All lived out of it, you know what I mean? They all feel that it was all worthwhile, and that's what the degree is for. And they both nice say it.
Well, you're...
I think it sort of moves them.
Oh.
I used 1190 for it.
Yeah.
Just a good way to look at it. I mean, it gets in that moral thing everybody wants to hear about, the spiritual thing,
right?
Which they deeply feel and don't know what the hell to do about without my having to preach about.
Well, then they all afterwards, you know. Yeah. Guys made a point of coming up to me and just saying that. How can we get that on television? People in the country ought to hear that. You know,
yeah.
It's a shame to waste that with us.
All right,
he was president at his very best and all that.
But it was a good thing. Stag again, it's a good thing. I was thinking with the Lee Kuan Yew, but his wife is not coming, I hope.
I don't know yet. Is. No, we don't know. Henry doesn't know.
She isn't because you got Kentucky smart zone and everything. If she does, I'll give it to the two of them. But if she doesn't, I think your thought of having some women there is good. But not wife, I would not have.
No spouses.
No spouses, right. I'd have an Armstrong, for example.
But not
I would have a few people. I'd have that black woman that's over in the
Jewel Law.
Yeah. And just a few women in their position. That really will stick it. And maybe out of the press assholes, you could pick one of the women that's on our side.
They will.
She'll
pay up. She'll go out and battle for
grades. Just get somebody straight out, straight flat out on our side, or pull over my side and sit here. Just say these are all guests representing certain people. And Faye Wells probably wouldn't mind being known as being a friend of ours. That's the whole thing. These people are so goddamn sensitive about saying, well, we don't want to do it if it's going to reflect on the other paper. Sure, but they don't want to. I want that list carefully built up. Incidentally, is Colson back? Did he get back? When did he get back?
Just get today. Just got back.
Today?
He may have gotten back last night. He's apparently coming in or is in. He called and said he was going to be over at the office this afternoon.
Yeah. You should have a little talk with him before I see him.
Yep.
I can come back all I know about his trip and everything. Also get him launched.
Talked to both Captain Denton and Colonel Reisner, and they're both impressive as hell. Just in talking to him on the phone, Denton is a much more articulate guy, seemed to be, than Reisner. But both of them said that the idea of waiting till June was exactly right. I said, you shouldn't push it. But get the word out immediately, because they said
the word out.
They were both very disturbed. I mentioned the fact that the two POWs had already been here, and that you had had a chance to see them. And they said, who was it? And they were immediately, and I said, I didn't know that it was a couple of fellows that their congressman had brought them in. And he said, Reisner. He said, did they pull out on the president? Did they maneuver that to get in there? And I said, no, not at all. The congressman called and didn't ask to see the president. He called our visitor's office and asked if he could bring them on a White House tour. And we, of course, said, yeah, the office over there said,
John was not in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, yeah. I did tell both of them that you would like to talk with them, and they both very much want to talk with you. Feel that would be very useful to you and to them, and that would be a very good idea. And they're both
said, that's okay.
Yeah, as long as it's off the record.
Right.
And as long as it doesn't get into a thing, you know, where you're not doing it where you're not being tracked. If it's at your initiative, neither of them asked for it, but I said you had asked, and they said, well, if the president wants it, and I said you had felt that it would be helpful to you just to have a chance to talk to them and to one of them and get a general feel of what you ought to know that you can't get from the official reports on a personal basis.
Good. Yeah, I want to do it. I don't want to just get it more. And I want to see it more.
Right.
Anybody with it.
Well, I think you should. And that's what they had in mind. And they're both available on call. They very much want to come.
Maybe you should.
Probably better not to have them on a weekend because of their kids being home from school. The one thing they both, it's obvious, they're just, you know, spending every second. Like one of them said, I would hope I wouldn't have to come on March 28th because that's the day my son graduates from college. And I've missed so many graduations.
Okay.
I'd hate to miss that one. He said, but of course I will. If that's it. And I said, good Lord, if you have anything. They think it's a soup,
yeah.
I think you should. You should get some gas
for your shirt.
They're so anxious, they would be there, Jesus, they're, you know, they, especially Denton, is so, like I said, I just can't tell you the feeling I have for the president. What
are you, they would mean more for them to come to this office. That's right. We'll have it here. That's right. Well, let's see one.
You're in pretty fair shape next week. You do.
Tomorrow, I think, well, I'm thinking of the press thing, though. We've got to get that in our mind. I want to do that. That's really
important. We're thinking of doing it Thursday.
Well, we got it clear so we can. Yeah. The one thing I said to me,
in his new consultative role, I asked to come to the evening at the White House and to the Sinatra
sure.
evening so he can see how these things, he's never been to a
meeting outside of
well,
right, Lucy a little bit, I'm right.
Okay, they're pretty well set.
All right.
So, on those two, I think, but we'll see. One come Monday morning, one Monday. Sunday afternoon, if you want.
Are you ready? Unless there's something else you would be doing. Let's plan the press thing, then you would have the book ready Thursday, Tuesday night, fair enough. I think that's good. Keep Wednesday clear. How about that?
Okay. Could you do it in the morning then, Thursday?
Yeah, you can. 11 o'clock. Yeah, I think we'll do it.
And get Denton and Reisner in on Monday.
I think so. Yeah, I should talk to them myself. But they're really up to me, aren't they?
Just told us that, yeah.
They all thought that June 15th was a good deal. We told the man and why.
Yeah. And they said it would be marvelous for the wives. I didn't raise the question to kids because we didn't want to do it. And
when can we start getting the word out?
Denton felt very strongly it should not be before the 14th, and that was an ideal time. Reisner said, maybe it could be a little early. And he said, no, it's better to do it. Better to hold it off if you get it announced. But he said, I'm concerned that we start getting a piecemeal type stuff.
That's right.
And he said, I don't want to get...
Like Billy Graham or something down there, you know, and all the rest. I don't want them used. Everybody wants them for their conventions. Everybody wants them to trot them out of this and that. And that's going to kill the whole thing.
Well, they're starting to do that. And then you can't stop them.
I know.
They basically have the right to do it there.
Everybody's going to honor them for the fine.
Well, like Reisner said, though, he said, I've got, of course, a lot of requests to do things. And he said, the only thing I'm doing, I have a very strong feeling towards children. And I'm doing some schools. I'm going to speak at some schools, which I want to do.
No problem.
And he said, but I'm not going to do anything else. Now, Denton, the Middlesex Club in Boston, gotten a hold of him and said that they're presenting you with their Super Peacemaker Award or something, and they want him to come up and make the presentation. They said you aren't going to be able to be there, but they're hopeful that some member of your family or ranking member of the administration will be there. And they said Chuck Colson, senior member of your staff, will be there. So they're peddling that. And
they must be you. You've got to find out. I'm going to talk to them as to how they should be.
So that's one of the, yeah. They'll have some feelings on that because they're, it's those two.
Maybe have one at 3 or one at 4:30, basically. So
okay.
You catch a little burger closer to guys. Those two, go ahead.
Those two plus Stockdale.
What about Castor?
Well, apparently he's not one of the leaders or something. It's these two plus Stockdale. Stockdale was a senior Navy man. And Reisner, I guess, was a senior Air Force man. And for some reason, Denton served as the senior Navy man or something. That they're planning a meeting to go over some of these things, the three of them, at some point.
You call
it'd be
back.
Good for you to talk with them first.
Yeah. Well, if you call them back, you might ask, tell them I'd like to see each segment. You might tell each other to see the other, but I want to see that and see Reisner.
I told Reisner because I didn't want him to talk to Denton and find out I'd already talked to him.
I want to see these two only. And do we think that after I've seen each separately, that I want to talk separately, we should talk to the three? Why don't you ask them that to work the plan out? Or do you
mean plus Stockdale?
Oh, no, I guess not.
You might want to see Denton and Reisner together. They're both here. I'd see them separately. No,
I like the separate things. I can get more out of a person.
You get much more out of them. And they, each of them is going to be much more free without the other guy there.
You know, it's an interesting thing. As you notice, I kept out of that letter. They were free of the mice.
Yeah.
Where it went far.
You looked at the Congress thing, didn't you?
But the other guy just didn't want to.
Yeah,
I didn't want to get him in trouble, frankly.
With you reading it, it's not.
Well, I didn't want him to say it in trouble. That's why I didn't say it himself, but I didn't want to get it. But nevertheless, I left out the Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can see.
And I paraphrased.
And you didn't meet the superintendent anyway.
And I paraphrased the other one where he said that he didn't write, he didn't say he was great, but he said part of that. That whole letter has a powerful impact on the people, and particularly coming at the end of that kind of remark.
Yep.
It's an evening they'll all remember. They'll remember that far more than an evening at the White House, and far more than a dinner, won't they?
Yep. Yeah, because it's personal. They felt it was personal. They felt they had an insight into, you know, what you were really trying to do, what you thought. I had a long talk with Conway, and he is all set to switch.
Yes.
Yeah, and he says, I made a mistake. I should have done it 2 weeks ago, but I got all screwed up on some other things, and I just didn't get everything in place, and I didn't make the move.
He said,
I'm too late now. And I said, you're not too late, but you're getting down to the point where it's
speculating too much.
Getting to be a problem. And he said, I've got to set up, and then George Christian's going to come with me.
What about others?
And I said, I know you're talking to Jeb, and he looked a little surprised.
Yeah.
And I said, Jeb could be very helpful to you, but let me suggest that we've got him over in the Commerce Department slot now, that you shouldn't openly get him involved with you until after all these hearings are done, because don't let any of this crap scrape off on you.
I thought of that later, that I don't want him to go to you, because I wouldn't want to come with him.
Right. We've got Jeb taken care of. He's in Commerce, and he can make any commitment he wants to you down the road. But for now, just steer clear. I also said steer clear of Colson, because if you just...
Colson can work for him privately. He's not much time to work with him.
That's what I said.
The other way. That's it. But he's in good shape, is he?
Conno, yeah. He's going to Jamaica today.
I know this one.
They're opening their house and they're taking Dee Dee down.
Yeah. I noticed what I did in Conway about the May evening and so forth. Of course, I said, you know, I just want to see you, but I looked over him. Boy, he was leading the cheering, and he's proud of him. Of course,
he thought the whole talk last night, but the letter particularly, he thought that was just superb. But it just sort of fit together. So I said, John, I just, with all the talk about you and everything, I purposely never raised a question. And I don't want you to think by silence that in any way I have any different view than what my view is.
Good.
And he said, oh, I know that. He said, I realize, it's better if we don't talk about it. And we can both say we have it. But he said, Then he immediately started into it.
How's he going to do it?
He said he'd been debating on that. He said, I've decided the way to do it is just call a press conference.
Right.
He said, what I'll do is I'll call it for about 2 or 3 days ahead.
Right.
He said, let them sue. And he said, the damnedest press corps ever to turn out.
And when in Texas, he's going to do it.
Probably. He may come up here. He's smarter to come up here.
Well, if he can come up here, it'd be great.
I think that's what he'll end up doing.
He ought to call a press conference right up here in the whole White House press corps. Urge him to do that. Done. I think he must do it because he's going to get 3 times the press here. And more controversy about it, too.
Yeah. He said, I've wondered about that because of all the damn questions and everything. He said, but I've thought it all through, and I've talked to George, and I think I can handle any questions. And I said, Jesus, you have no problem at all answering questions.
It was significant that last night, because he was there, they had all the Democrats, including 3 of them at my table, which were 4. So I'm 15 or 20, so the meeting thing built fit in very well, didn't it? About there being a guest recovery. Although a lot of those are just for us, too, now, for me. There's no question for our Democrats.
It fit in, but they are yours. Those guys.
They've come around. A lot of them
came up to me.
A lot of them started the other way.
One
but I think they are now. But you can see our Smith.
At this point, I want to help. What can I do? We've talked to some of them about taking jobs, and a couple of them came up to me and said, I wish I could move up. I just can't do this. And I said, well, you got to help us get some Democrats because we want some. And you guys, I can understand your problems.
Would you tell Bill Casey that I want him to get attaches in the State Department. Because Marx was going to do that for Johnson. And he said until Johnson decided not to run. He feels very strong. I mean, he doesn't want to work until he's not going to bring a job.
Right. Marx is a real operator.
He's an able man. He's a damn able man.
Yeah, he talked to me about the library thing too. He talked to me about that.
Yeah, and I assume that you're going to, I told him to talk to you, but
his point is so right, that's the point I've been making, that now we gotta get
in charge.
Done. Before we
well, they started in the library one year after Johnson's in office. When the poor guy, I don't think he'd been reelected yet.
Yeah.
And they started the library. Johnson was so passionate about building his record. Now the point is, we want to really get going. Would this be a good time to get, I guess the Affairs Committee is going to handle it. What committee is going to be handling to get those people out there? Well, out there.
Who was it was talking about?
In other words, I can give them the ride to California this time. This would be a good time to put them on a plane and have them take a look at the grounds. We should move on that, don't you think? Or is it a bad time? I get it. There's never a good time to say, well, you have a problem in Congress. Screw it. This doesn't,
always kind of problems.
This doesn't cost any money.
That is, no. It doesn't cost it.
It doesn't cost
that anything. That land is not being used. It will never be used. It's worth a damn.
That's right.
Or anything.
It's the only thing you can get on that is just meanness. If somebody just decides to fight it just to be a son of a bitch, they can fight it. The problem, oh, I know. There's some commission that Abear wants that we've got to get done for him, which we're doing. And we've got them.
Right.
But they're going through their FBI clearances or something.
Put down for an evening at the White House. Tony Markman said it's your easy, said they'd love to come. Not an evening, but an entertainment, at least. She dances, you know.
Right.
She's a damn good dancer, and he sings, and, you know. And it's big stuff to people.
Well, it really is. To a state dinner audience, the older people, it would be a hell of a
thing about Tony Markman, too. He's been with us from the beginning.
Oh, he's still damn good.
That's right.
He is damn good.
And he could even do an evening. I mean, we don't have to, you don't have to be too concerned, you know, about things. I wouldn't have right now, but state dinner, we've got to have people. Let's get down there. One of our friends who wants to come, by God, he comes before we get Lena Mazzella here, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
All right, that'd be good. Well, I get along.
Good. Bob Hope's out there with his golf driver.
She's
telling jokes. I wonder how the place is going to break down. Just one quick thing, Mr. President.
But they've been kicking you hell out about Segretti today. The way they made that up, I looked at it, I said, well, I've read this story before.
Sorry.
Here's a goddamn headline. Then, of course, they said this marched down what the White House had said. It didn't at all. The White House, the story you'd have to do was the one that hit hold of it.
Well, and I also on cheap it, too. But, see, we never denied that.
We're on, because
but it was great
the,
today.
The pros and the press corps said, you know, you're on solid ground on this one. Maybe
in other words, in terms of ever lying about, we never lied about a thing. We just, but it was great
sure.
Today because I stood behind the ACLU.
Where they come up?
Well, the ACLU had written a letter and raised hell about the FBI releasing the raw data. You know, they're opposed to
really
releasing the FBI raw
data. Right.
And they're right to suffer. So, said, oh, we completely concur in the ACLU's view of the abrogation of
I'm
certain
not going to comment on raw and unevaluated data.
Well, this FBI raw data is written by Percy Quigley, a fellow with a clerk mentality.
That's right.
And it just rattles on, and it's no conclusion. It's hearsay at its worst.
Well, anybody who reads FBI files, all you have to do is read it one or two files.
Well,
but the ACLU
thing, Hoover used to bring in those things we had on brand. They were the dullest goddamn things I ever read.
Oh, but a lot of it is awful stuff, too. It's that, you know, you get to the Charlie and you know, well, did he ever
We couldn't clear hardly anybody in the White House staff if we'd done it based on the finals. You know what I mean?
He also couldn't clear a single guy in that press room.
No, sir.
But I told him, just say you ought to see
something. They ought to have a lot, because basically, I mean, he was screwing his secretary, or he wasn't screwing his secretary, so that meant that she was screwing him.
Well, and a lot worse. I mean, you get through all this.
I know. He's sloppy. He's seen here and there. He's been known to do this. And he's been known to have psychopathic fits. Go ahead.
But the ACLU letter to the Judiciary Committee really takes him on, you know, releasing this material.
Well, I don't know that Irvin playing the game is. I hope that little fellow Baker eventually starts behaving a little bit.
Well, their committee hasn't started.
I know, but Irvin's making all sorts of...
Yeah, but he's doing it on the Judiciary.
What else?
Just before you see any more noise, I'm going to tell him before he meets with you that you will not be able to do the AP speech in New York on April the 23rd. But he may raise it with you, and I've already told him that you won't be able to do it.
There's nothing in it for us.
I don't think you should do it. But as they said, they needed a tentative answer from us.
Do you think this next week we would be better advised, maybe this next Thursday, to do the press club down here? Press thing out here?
No, I don't think so. I like the press club idea, but not at this. My immediate reaction.
Matter of fact, we do the press club. We're going to do the goddamn thing at night.
To do that at night.
And let them cover the chair and all that bull, you know, because most of them are not press people.
Yeah, I would do it at night. What the hell? The President of the United States, they are.
Larrabee loved it. See, he's our friend. He's our friend.
Go to night.
Don Larrabee.
Is that the president?
Whether they play it or not, I don't know.
They'd have to.
They just have to, don't they?
Sure. The president address the National Community, National Press Club. They'd have to carry it.
Sure.
Is it via press conference?
Well, I wanted you to be aware that he may raise that.
This wasn't in your talking, that's why I wanted.
Old movie,
you've got to see new movie.